The buses with the presidential candidates left the station as Democratic Party workers were still cleaning up the balloons from the convention center floor in Boston. Something the Democrats may have left behind in Boston was ammunition for the Republicans. To find out where the Republicans may be planning to aim their fire and where the Democrats will aim theirs, we called two veteran political strategists. Joe Trippi was Howard Dean's campaign manager. Frank Donatelli worked for Ronald Reagan. I asked him where Republicans see John Kerry as vulnerable.
When he said that the key to solving the situation in Iraq is burden sharing and to get more foreign troops involved so American troops can come home, I thought that sort of encapsulated the confusion that is inherent in his policy. Contrast that with, I think, President Bush's strong message that we need to stay the course, we need to make the situation work. I think that's going to be a big contrast in this campaign.
Isn't, though, what President Bush has been saying is the same thing, that we've got an international coalition here, and by criticizing Kerry, this might backfire on them?
No, I think the difference is that we're saying that the president's done pretty much all that can be done to try to get additional countries to help us in Iraq.
The Democratic speakers, for the most part, seem to be aiming their speeches not at the delegates in the hall, but to potential swing voters in their homes. And I wonder, Joe Trippi, does that mean that Democrats aren't worried about their base so much this year?
Really, a lot of Americans first tune in when the conventions start. And so I think that's right. The convention was done not so much to speak to the folks in the hall, it was to introduce who he was and his major themes of a stronger America at home, more respected America abroad. All this is geared to hopefully pulling Perot and McCain voters into a Democratic Party that's dedicated to cutting deficits, a stronger America at home, and undoing the damage that the Bush administration has done abroad.
Frank Donatelli, do you think that's the right choice in terms of what the Democrats were doing, speaking to swing voters at home rather than worrying about rallying the base in the Fleet Center?
Well, there was certainly a lot of rhetoric in that regard, though the old favorite liberal war horses that were also in evidence, Teddy Kennedy and Jimmy Carter and Hillary Clinton and Howard Dean, I mean, every single speaker from the podium was very, very left of center. But I would say that there will be a tremendous contrast with trying to run away from their record and Kerry trying to run away from his record at the Democratic convention and what President Bush and the Republicans are going to be doing at the Republican convention.
When I look at the lineup of speakers for the Republican convention, I see names like Giuliani and Schwarzenegger, who are much more moderate than the conservatives who seem to be leading the party.
Well, we have a bigger tent. I mean, that's the point I'm trying to make, is that we're not all conservatives. We have some moderates and we have some conservatives, and our convention lineup is going to show that.
I want to play a little bit now of the speech that Ron Reagan gave at the Democratic National Convention.
Come November 2nd, I urge you, please, cast a vote for embryonic stem cell research. Thank you for your time.
Senator Kerry also mentioned stem cell research in his speech as well. Frank Donatelli, has this become a partisan issue, and is this an issue that Republicans and Democrats are on opposite sides of the fence on?
First off, I didn't know that the name Reagan was so popular at Democratic conventions. I could have saved a lot of time in the 80s if I had known that. But I don't think this is an issue that divides Republicans and Democrats. I think most Republicans and Democrats favor research in prominent technologies such as stem cell research. But we have to make sure that we're going in the right direction and that we take care of any ethical concerns so that we can move forward as a united country.
I'm wondering, though, why do you think Democrats made such an issue of it? Is it something that they've been
Because of the speaker, of course. I mean, if any Democrat had said what Ron Reagan Jr. said, I don't think that he would have been given a primetime speaking slot.
Joe Trippi, do you think that it's all about the messenger and not the message?
Well, I think Frank's being a little disingenuous here. I mean, there's no way, I doubt, that George Bush is going to say that he believes in any way about the great potential and possibilities of stem cell research for the very simple reason that it will blow up his base.
Let me just ask Frank Donatelli. The Democrats' convention was so tightly scripted, but the major networks only aired about an hour of coverage each night. Do Republicans follow that same template?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, both parties are now pretty good at being able to script these things pretty well. The time is long past when national conventions are deliberative or decision-making bodies, and they are now really to showcase the nominees and the rising stars in the party. That being said, I think they still are useful. I don't quite understand the broadcast networks, why they could not have taken another hour away from Who Wants to Marry My Dad or some other reality show and give a little more coverage to both of the major parties. I think that's unfortunate.
Frank Donatelli, who was a Reagan campaign aide, is now a GOP consultant. He joined us from Pittsburgh. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Joe Trippi was manager of Howard Dean's presidential campaign and is author of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. About that experience, he joined us from the studios of Vermont Public Radio in Manchester, Vermont. Thank you very much, Joe Trippi.
Thank you for having me.
For a roundup of convention news, speeches, and analysis, visit our website, npr.org.